It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Join us tonight at 7 for Governor Evers' annual State of the State address. We'll bring you live coverage on WPR. The address will be delivered virtually due to COVID and will be followed by the Republican response from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's live coverage of the State of the State address tonight at 7 on Wisconsin Public Radio and at WPR.org. Right now, we're dropping in on the Racine Financial Empowerment Center. This is a nationwide initiative helping more than 100,000 people in the U.S. resolve financial challenges. The only affiliate site in Wisconsin. Did a community resource help you get back on your feet financially? How so? Join in by email at ideas@WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Zennia Jackson is a financial counselor at the Racine Financial Empowerment Center. Zennia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. We also have Vicki Selko with us, Manager of Strategic Initiatives and Community Partnerships for the City of Racine. Vicki, welcome to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, Vicki, let's start with you. Take us on a tour, if you will, of the Financial Empowerment Center. What is it?
Sure. So the Racine Financial Empowerment Center, or the FEC as we call it, really offers City of Racine residents free professional one-on-one help to get a handle on their debt, their savings, their credit, their banking, their budgeting, and to really help them come up with a plan to put them in a better financial position both now and well into the future. I mean, I think, you know, we just heard your news highlights as well, and certainly residents across the country, just like residents in the city of Racine, are struggling financially right now due to the pandemic, due to maybe taking on more on the credit cards than they wanted to put on this year. They may be behind on student loan payments. Maybe their hours were cut this year, or maybe they haven't really been impacted by the pandemic, but they still have financial goals they're struggling to reach. And what the FEC offers them is help and hope to help address and untangle those financial issues.
Zennia, why is one-on-one counseling so important?
We have noticed that in the city of Racine, things like classes were offered on a broader scale. But once we took a look and saw how much help these clients needed, I would say that the service plan is the big thing. We tailor it to each client. So we're addressing their particular needs. It's not like a blanket type of initiative.
Oh, those broader classes may give out some general tips and advice, but you're really able to tailor your advice to a particular client situation, financial situation.
Exactly. We call it unpacking the baggage. We will go ahead and help you unzip that, unpack it, and then fold it nicely and put it back in there so we can make sure you hit those goals.
What have you been seeing? The center is pretty newly opened. What are some of the financial difficulties you're encountering as a financial counselor?
So the biggest ones we have seen so far are definitely student loans. That is something that our city is definitely struggling. Our constituents are struggling in that area. Also, just really making ends meet every month. My partner, Curtis, and I have noticed that at the end of the month, a lot of our residents here don't really know where all of their dollars are going.
Okay, and so it's really trying to understand where the paycheck is going, where the money is going. How has COVID hit your clients? What are they, affected by this economy, this recession?
Most definitely. The majority of our clients have been affected by COVID. The good thing is, though, that the majority of my clients for sure have been able to reach out to apply for a SNAP or you know, medical needs and things like that.
So social net programs have been helpful. Vicki, how is the Financial Empowerment Center funded?
So it's funded through a combination of sources. Our national partner, the Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund, is also a funder of ours. We've also used some federal funding, and we've raised support from local financial institutions and from other partners. We've been lucky enough to have from our national partner a challenge grant given to us where if we raised $150,000 for our first year to get off the ground, they would give us a direct match. So we've achieved that goal and we're now in the process of trying to reach our second match goal where we need to raise $200,000 to begin to sustain the FEC. And if we do that, our national partner will provide another $100,000 to the city of Racine to run the FEC. And so for a city Racine's size, being able to be the first in Wisconsin to offer this sort of free professional service to our residents is something we're really proud of and want to sustain and grow it. We know very well that as the word gets out about this, we will likely need more than the two counselors we've hired so far. We would like to grow and be able to have three or more counselors to serve residents. And so reaching those financial goals and being able to pay for it ourselves is something we're going to be working hard on.
Vicki, why was this a priority for Racine? What was the motivation for making this something that your city needed to do?
So for Mayor Mason and the administration, this really started with our efforts to unpack and really examine some of the disparities that are facing our residents, particularly our racial and ethnic disparities in terms of home ownership and income and savings and overall financial resiliency. We were certainly hearing from our community partners and from residents about how many residents were trying to get in a good place to be able to get a car loan at good terms, to be able to become a homeowner, to have the money they needed so when the tire blows out on the car, they've got a little bit of a cushion to go get that tire replaced and still get to work. And we were hearing again and again that for so many of our residents, all of those financial issues were real hurdles to their success as workers, their success as parents, their success at just achieving their own financial goals for the future in terms of home ownership or starting a business. And so that's where it started for us. For example, the city of Racine is 47% renters. We want more of those renters in the city to have the financial knowledge and the tools that they need to stop paying rent and instead be able to become homeowners in the city and be able to build generational wealth as well. That's what started us on this journey more than a year ago to get connected to our national partner and to become part of this effort and launch this free professional service for our residents in December.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Vicki Selko and Xenia Jackson. They're representatives of the Racine Financial Empowerment Center. We're exploring how this nationwide initiative is up and running now in Racine. Do you live in Racine? Where do you look for financial advice? Have you heard of the center? How do you handle your credit? Have you been able to improve your credit score or build your credit? What has this pandemic done to your financial situation? Join in at 800-642-1234. Actually, email ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Xenia, walk us through setting up an appointment with a financial counselor. What does an initial appointment look like?
Sure. So to set up an appointment, there are two different ways. You can either give us a call at 262-200-0831. You can also visit our website, which is www.racinefec.org. There is a little link there where you can request an appointment. Now, a first appointment, the first thing we do is we set expectations. Typically, we ask the client for about 2 hours of their time. We make sure that they understand that this is a long-term relationship. Counseling, especially financial counseling, is going to be something that is long-term due to credit work and getting acclimated to a budget does take time. We also go through two different assessments to address immediate need, which is a COVID assessment. The second assessment we do is a financial health assessment, which gives us an overall picture, just an overall financial picture of where the person may be at the time. After that, we go ahead and pull credit. We do go, typically if a person allows me to do video with them, I share my screen so that we are looking at the same credit report at the same time. And we go through each area, including utilization. And then the last thing we do right before I give them their homework is we go ahead and do something called the money tracker. So They go through their expenses with me pretty much line by line, what they spend in groceries, what they spend in entertainment, car payment, things like that. After that, typically I give them their homework. So once we know what their goals are and the things that they need to work on, they do get assigned homework after each session.
So this, you start learning about who they are as a person. You learn about their family, perhaps, and their much larger community and where they spend their money. Are these for individuals? Do you also see couples?
Yes, ma'am. We do. Couples as well. The only requirement is to be a City of Racine resident and to be 18 years old.
Do you find that you might have couples who see their finances differently or want to approach how they get out of a financial hardship and, you know, they have differing views on it?
Absolutely. We are financial counselors, but a lot of times we do a lot more in that office. We do have couples that, aren't seeing eye to eye or, may have different ideas, like you mentioned, about how to get out of that financial situation they're in. So we're not only financial counselors, sometimes we're a little bit more.
How do you reckon with those situations? What do you do when you clearly see disagreement?
I'm sorry, you went out. Could you repeat the question?
Well, actually, let's just pause here as we talk with Zennia Jackson and Vicky Selko, who work on the Racine Financial Empowerment Center. What has the pandemic done to you financially? Where do you look to get financial guidance in difficult times? How is your credit? And are you able to repair it or improve your credit worthiness? Join in. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Let's get back to our conversation about the work of the Racine Financial Empowerment Center. It's part of a nationwide initiative providing people with one-on-one support to navigate financial struggles. Racine is the only affiliate site in Wisconsin. We have Vicky Selko, the Manager of Strategic Initiatives and Community Partnerships for the City of Racine, and Zennia Jackson, a financial counselor at the center. They're with us for 10 more minutes. Zennia, as a counselor, what do you do when your couples don't see eye to eye on spending, on saving, on debt, on risk? How do you counsel them?
I actually like to meet with them individually. I know that in our system, we have to create individual profiles and then we link them together so that we know that the two parties are of the same household. But if we're having disagreements, typically I go ahead and separate them and counsel them individually to try and find a common ground.
Vicky, what has it been like for you to reach out to other affiliate sites around the country and find out what impact they're making on the cities they serve? What have you learned?
I mean, it's been really inspiring to see what they've been able to accomplish. And I think that has been incredibly motivating for us here in the City of Racine to get this new service off the ground. It is clear that, I mean, all of the FECs across the country are seeing people who have quite low incomes when they come through the door. On average, their incomes are less than around $21,000 a year, or certainly less than $26,000 is about what they're seeing. And even with relatively low incomes and high debts when they come in and low savings, the FEC counseling works and is able to help residents reduce their debt significantly, improve their credit scores, put aside a week or a month's worth of savings. And that is really motivating for us because we know that those sorts of changes in the City of Racine could really be transformational. Each of our counselors, I mean, we have two new counselors, these full-time counselors hired, they're expected in their first year to see 200 unique clients each as a minimum. And so for the city that has, you know, we have less than 80,000 people total here, for us to start thinking about the transformation that could occur if we had 400 residents or more a year who have those sorts of measurable outcomes, where they're in a better position to get a car loan at good rates, where they're better positioned to become homeowners, where they have the savings to ride out rainy days, where they've got the skills and the knowledge to budget better and end up in a better position at the end of each month. That is really exciting for us, and we are really looking forward to starting to see those outcomes here with our residents.
Zennia, how important is it for clients, though, to make a living wage? Because when you're looking at people who are on the margins of poverty, you know, even pinching every penny may not be enough.
So the way that we like to look at it is we can work with wherever you are. So you may not be making a living wage right at the moment when you begin, but that is also part of the financial counseling portion. You know, we have discovered that a lot of it is about budgeting. It's not necessarily how much you're bringing in, but how it's being allocated.
If I could just add too, Kate, we've also built a really strong network of community partners. We have almost 20 community partners right now who we've very intentionally cultivated to be part of our referral network for our clients, so that if Zennia and Curtis are seeing clients come in where the issue really is, you know, they're working and there's just not enough coming in and they are eager for better work or different work, or want to consider education or training to help them get on a path to a living wage, we have those partnerships in place and those referral networks in place. So we can really seamlessly say to them, did you know about this opportunity? Did you know about this partner? Let's connect you so that you have an opportunity to not just handle what money you have right now, but also be better positioned to connect with resources to have more money coming in the future.
Yeah, so really making that network available and being able to refer out based on what that person is facing.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Vicki Selko and Zennia Jackson. They're representatives of the Racine Financial Empowerment Center that's now open. They're explaining how the center works to help people overcome financial struggles and taking your questions about the center and how it got up and running in Racine. You can email ideas at WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Zennia, let's talk about pandemic aid. What types of calls or questions are you receiving about stimulus aid, stimulus checks?
I actually haven't received any myself yet.
That's interesting because this is thousands of dollars.
Yes, I have not received any yet. The clients that I have counseled so far have all received their stimulus check.
They've all received it, and you haven't said, hey, you know, you should try putting it here first or here first. Are there particular challenges you're seeing, you know, in job loss as you counsel your clients?
Yes, we have seen job loss or reduction in hours. However, we have seen a lot of resiliency as well. Our clients seem to be eager to get back into the workforce and eager to, like Vicki said, receive those referrals and network to get back on track.
You know, Vicki, with so many people in Racine who are in rental housing, are you concerned about evictions amid the pandemic?
Of course. And the city has put a lot of our federal resources that we've received through the CARES Act into place to be able to support residents and to prevent those evictions. And again, that is really integrated into the FEC so that our counselors can refer people who say, yeah, I'm behind on rent and I'm worried about it. Our counselors know where to direct them in the city so they can get connected to resources to hopefully prevent that and try and get back on track with their rent payments. I mean, I think the overall message with the FEC that relates to folks struggling with COVID or people who have more, more stable income that wasn't necessarily impacted by COVID is that everyone struggles with money at some point. And these are not issues to be ashamed about. They're also not things that improve magically on their own without any attention. And what the Racine FEC is offering our residents is professionals free of charge to help them unpack that and to really help them address those issues judgment-free, because the money issues aren't going to go away if you ignore them. But if you can get professional help that can just meet you where you're at and help you build a plan to have a better financial future, you and your family are going to be in so much better shape down the road.
Vicki, are you able to reach non-English speaking residents of Racine?
We absolutely are. We knew we had two counselors we could hire right out of the gate, and we made sure that one of them was fully bilingual in Spanish, and that is Xenia. So we are thrilled that she's part of this. She can serve our Spanish-speaking community. And as I said, we are actively planning and fundraising so that if that need for additional Spanish-speaking counselors, for example, or just to add a third counselor, if that happens, we hope to be ready to do that within the next year, year and a half.
Xenia, when we talk about money, it's also a trust issue. How do you build trust among your clients?
I definitely try to. I had a client, for instance, who was very upset because her credit score was much lower than she had anticipated. And I just try to let them know that credit is really just an algorithm that predicts, you know, how likely you are to make your next month's payment. It doesn't reflect on who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. So I just make them feel comfortable. I want to, you know, we remove the judgment, remove all of we try to remove the apprehension and the scary portions. I mean, this is, finances are intimidating. So we just try to address them holistically and hope that, you know, we turn it around.
Vicki, what are Racine's long-term goals for the Financial Empowerment Center?
We would love to be able to grow the center to add more capacity to it, and certainly to be able to have sustainable funding. So the city service, our plan is to have this be in place permanently to serve our residents. We want to see residents coming out of the FEC in big numbers with improved credit scores that allow them to, whether it's renting an apartment that requires a good credit score or getting a car loan or becoming a homeowner, we are really looking forward to those results from this one-on-one counseling. And know, based on the examples from other cities that have done this and other communities, that is absolutely possible for our residents. And we see this as a really key piece to having a more sustainable city and a thriving city where our residents can thrive as well as the city overall.
Vicki and Xenia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Vicki Selko, Manager of Strategic Initiatives and Community Partnerships for the City of Racine. Xenia Jackson, a financial counselor at the Racine Financial Empowerment Center. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.